This week, the RTE National Symphony Orchestra returns to the stage of the National Concert Hall for a season, let's say it one more time, unlike any other. This season will feature concerts from an empty auditorium with the audience at home on their TVs or laptops or indeed their phones. First up on the podium this Friday is Ireland's favourite reality TV choirmaster, David Brophy. Culturefile sent the conductor a Zoom invite for a chat, and I began by asking him what the pandemic has meant for someone whose art is all about getting people together.
Of course, we all feel a lot more separated and less connected or whatever that is in the pandemic. But I think prior to the pandemic, I think, you know, on a kind of a political level, I think we've been moving far apart from each other for a long time, actually, for many, many years now. And I know we use the term populism in politics a lot. And when you think of what's going on in the US as we lead into the election in whatever, 8 weeks' time or 9 weeks' time, and you think of what's going on in various parts of the world and how, you know, populist governments have dealt with the pandemic, we're less and less able to listen, actually, to each other. And we're less and less able to hear somebody else's point of view and actually just hear it, not react. Don't say yes or no. Don't like, dislike the thumbs up and the thumbs down we have at the end of every screen. And our communication as a result has become a lot more primitive, I think. I think it's a lot more binary. Yes, no, black, white, zero, ones. That's the way it's, that's what our communications turn into now. And the problems we're dealing with in the world, including the pandemic, are actually very nuanced. I think the people like me, maybe you say bringing people together, I don't mean that just in the physical way, which is maybe how you meant the question, but actually in terms of psychologically, mentally, emotionally, politically, we need to bring ourselves together a lot more. If we don't start cooperating, this planet's in trouble. And not just on the local, but on the macro level as well, on the global level. And so, if, you know, it's not just me, but there's lots of people trying to do that. But maybe that's why people like me who bring people together are possibly more important nowadays, although I coil at thinking that we're saying I'm more important. It's dreadful. That's a real conductor's thing to say.
Well, how about useful?
Yeah, useful maybe, you know, but I think we all have those powers, though, you know. I mean, everybody has a family. We've all got to do these things. We've all got to bring ourselves together. And it means listening is important. More important than ever nowadays, listening is important. And then how we react to what we're hearing around us is also very important. So listening and comprehension, they're all important things. And music is a great way of learning how to listen, I believe.
So what's been happening to you as a conductor over this period? First off, there must be no work, and then there must be a very strange type of work.
Yeah, I mean, it's what's been happening. I've been having a slow nervous breakdown, Luke, for the past 5 months is what I've been having, a crisis of all sorts. Like, we all have been having a slow nervous breakdown for the past few months. Initially, because I run around doing lots of different things all the time, it was great just to stop moving and to sit down and actually had time to think. And sometimes we're all guilty of running around a lot and not having time to think. So it stopped for a while, and then I got very worried. I'm saying, is the phone ever going to ring again? How long does the pandemic go on for? The same as everybody else in my situation, particularly people who are musicians or work in the arts, and are particularly those who are freelance and have no jobs. Then the phone did kind of ring, and I ended up getting recording sessions in Vienna, of all places. That was for a film score for the new Riverdance animated film that's coming out sometime soon, which we were due to do with the RTE Concert Orchestra in Dublin, but there was no orchestras happening in April, May, June, so we had to go elsewhere to get it done. And Vienna and Austria had opened up. They'd started opening up by the end of April, I think April 26th. So by the time we got to May and June, that was one of our options, so we had to get that done. So I did go to Vienna for 3 days and record.
Were you following the science very carefully? Because, I mean, there was a load of specific science about what singers were doing and what woodwind was doing, and it was all quite confusing for somebody who didn't even have to organise the orchestra.
I did follow the science, like a lot of people. I looked at the studies. There was one particular study in the UK where they got singers and instrumentalists, they got a flautist to come in and sing into, I don't know what you'd call it, it looked like a plunger you'd kind of clear your sink with, you know, and they were going to see how far droplets would travel when you were singing. apparently the latest research is that singing, for some reason, is not as dangerous, even though we had stories at the very beginning of lockdown of, you know, obviously the famous choir in Washington, and there was a choral concert that happened in Amsterdam where huge amounts of people in the choirs got infected very early on. It looks like now that singing may not be as dangerous as you would think it is. Then I thought about, well, it depends on the conductor. I mean, if you've got a conductor who's looking for very hard clipped consonants, especially explosive consonants like D's and T's and B's, well, obviously, if you're going to, you know, be in a choir where you're going to have very hard T's and very hard D's, that's going to create a lot more saliva coming out of your mouth, a lot more droplets going forward than a conductor who's very happy for you to sing on vowels all the time. So, you know, I haven't conducted a choir since lockdown, so maybe when I get back, I'll be encouraging all my choirs to not be so percussive with their consonants and just sing on the vowels all the time. The process for this new season in the concert hall is going to be completely different, obviously. I don't know what I'm going to get because I haven't rehearsed with the orchestra yet, but I'm going to get 34 players, I've been told, that are all going to be separated by 2 metres. We will obviously be performing in front of an empty National Concert Hall, which in itself would be strange. I don't know. There's a bit of a leap of faith. I don't know how I'm going to feel to give a performance in front of an empty hall or in front of no audience.
Well, I wonder, are they going to do like they do in the football and introduce a kind of cough track?
I'm glad you mentioned it because I actually looked at a bit of football a few weeks ago and I'm going, there's no one in that stadium. Like, and I know somebody who works in TV who does football, and I said, is that happening in the stadium, or do they put it in for the television audience? Like, is that overdubbed afterwards, you know? I am glad you mentioned it because I've been really curious about, like, this canned, like, you know, football crowd sound. Yeah, I don't know whether I'm in favour of canned coughing or canned clapping, but I do like the notion that at the end we all clap for ourselves a little bit. Everyone taps the stands, and that's been going on. I've seen stuff on the BBC Proms over the past week or so where, you know, people clap for each other in that, you know, and that's been kind of nice, you know. So I presume, you know, well, I will certainly clap for the National Symphony Orchestra. There's no doubt about it. And maybe they might, you know, show some appreciation for all of what we've done.
David Brophy there, and for the opening concert of the RTE NSO's new season, he'll conduct Mozart's second flute concerto with Katrina Ryan, soloist, as well as music by Mendelssohn and Beethoven. That all starts at 7 p.m. on Friday evening here on RTE Lyric FM and in HD video on RTE Culture.